You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good,
Dean
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream. This is AfterBuzz TV for 90210. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest 90210 news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for 90210.
Yay!
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the season finale for 90210. As we all know, that it was the last episode until January 10th, which we're all sad about. I'm your host, Nicolai Gaona, and here with my beautiful co-host, whose last night it is tonight in the AfterBuzz TV,
who is
also my best friend, Fancy Tracy.
Look at my sister.
I know. We're like sisters. So.
Yes.
It's our last night, so we might get a little sentimental, but I don't know.
We'll won't. We'll make it lively because there's so much tea. This episode is amazing, so let's get right into it.
It's real quick.
First?
So we're going to start with just Austin, Naomi, and Holly because too much tea. Like, I don't even understand why the hell Austin would even go back to Holly.
I don't get it either.
I think it's disgusting. I mean, just because your girlfriend ignores you one night, like, seriously, you can't put it together. You can't hold it together until she gets home.
That has to be faked or something, or he was either drugged because, like, that makes no sense. He was all over Naomi, and all of a sudden,
right.
We know he was kind of feeling, like, rejected because she was totally ignoring
okay,
him.
Okay, for one night, it's
like,
not
that
serious.
Like I told you, he's an ass. He's not a good boyfriend, so he's so stupid.
Well, no, I mean, I just don't get it, like, you know, your girlfriend ignores you. I just don't understand that. Why he would just cheat on her that night, that same night.
Because that's Austin. He's a douchebag, basically. That's stupid, though.
Well, I just can't. Yeah. I can't stand him. Well, I mean, Naomi really got Holly, though, because she's working for her mom now,
mm-hmm.
which I'm like, props to her, because, you know, she needs to do events. That's what she's born to do. I mean, mm-hmm. come on now, you know? And it was funny, though, you know, the whole making copies thing. I thought that was real cute, how she was like, okay, no, like, when she's serious, she is serious. She brought the whole damn copy thing
yes.
to her
she's
house.
She's like, you want a staple clip pin?
You know, that's not surprising that Naomi would do something like that.
Exactly.
But yeah, we had a little pity party for Holly, just for a second. The pity party, you know, talking about how she wants her mom to respect her, blah, blah, blah. Well, why hasn't she already?
I mean, I did feel bad for Holly at that moment. It was kind of like, you know, it showed a different side of her, her softer side, because I'm just like, is she just naturally an evil person?
Right.
But now you see why she's the way she is, because of her mom and the pressure to, like, be perfect. And
yeah. I mean, I guess you're right. Like, I felt bad for her for, like, 2 minutes.
You felt bad for, like, 5 minutes.
Okay, five minutes.
And then
minutes.
I joined you, actually.
Okay, yeah. I guess I made the comment, like, okay.
Yeah, and then I saw what you were saying. I was like, yeah.
But then at the end, no, I have no respect for her. She needs a punch.
Seriously.
On to the next one. Silver and this new dude, who I'm just like...
I don't like him for her. First of all, like, he's not even cute. Just saying. He looks like he's, like... Well, I was going to say he looks like he can be a father. He is a father. I can't believe, like, he has a kid. Like, he's way too old.
And he has
for
a wife.
And a wife. He's married with kids. And what makes you think that's okay now? Like,
but then again, Silver was acting like an adult, like, from the beginning, like, her and Naveed. Like, they was acting like,
yeah,
you know, husband and wife.
They
so
do
it's
play
like
house.
She might as well just get her own husband. You know what I'm saying?
But
with a kid.
Can she get a husband that's not already someone else's husband? I mean, just
well, she
saying.
Didn't know.
Well, now that she knows, she's, like, okay with it.
I know, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, like, if I find that my man is married, like, okay, you can go and be married. Like, I'm not going to date you if you're
yeah,
married.
Yeah, I'm
like,
no homewrecker, honey.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sure, I'm not. yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, the potential that he was married, whatever. And I guess Naveed, the whole situation with him, I'm just kind of like, okay... They really just need to talk about it because they just keep on, like, not being able to talk about it.
Yeah.
And so she's thinking that he really doesn't love her. And I'm just like, okay, you're not letting him speak. Like,
exactly.
You're not letting him talk to
they
you.
They never just said,
and
have
then
a conversation.
When he gets beat up by the freaking guys, like, okay, let me talk about that because he really wasn't holding himself together.
Yeah.
Like, just don't talk.
I'm surprised because other times he's been okay. So, like, why did he get all like, oh, like, you know, he went to Vegas. He had drugs on him at the pool.
Right.
Like, you were so comfortable then. So, like, what made him go?
And
like,
why did he even have to talk? Keep your mouth shut. Let them do the business.
Exactly.
And catch it on tape. And keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay. I mean, I knew. And then, no, hold on. Why did his uncle leave him there to get his ass whooped?
No, he didn't leave him. Well, he left, but he thought Navi would leave too. But Navi was the one, he asked for his ass to get whooped because he was searching through the cars, like, and they're like, what are you doing? Searching, huh? And then they figured
out.
Wait,
hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really what it was?
Yeah.
I thought he was just standing there waiting for, like, the.
No, he could have left because the uncle left. He could have left. He has a car, but he just started looking around and being suspicious. It seems like the bad guys came back for something on their own and saw him there, like, what's tea? And then, yeah.
Oh, I thought they were coming back to steal the cars.
Yeah, but they end up seeing him there, so they were like, oh, he's a. You don't get it?
I don't get that.
Okay.
I don't get that. I just thought he was just being stupid and just staying there.
Navid?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He was being stupid and staying there, and to them, it looks so suspect. And they're like, what are you staying here for? You're so sus. Like, why aren't you gone? The
okay,
deal's
well,
over.
Okay, he got his ass whooped, and that cat girl.
Oh, she's so annoying.
She is so annoying. Like, why are you trying to, like, hit on your client? Or
first of all,
he's,
is he even 21? Like, he. I mean, I don't know how old he
None
is.
None of
the
them
show.
Are 21. They
exactly.
have not had a 21st birthday yet. I know it's going to be coming in some type of episode.
Yes.
Okay, but they're not even 21 yet, and he is just, well, in this, I'm just over her.
She's
like,
annoying. She's like a desperate cougar looking for young love.
Right, but like, I'm so glad, you know, he was just like, okay, look, I don't love you.
But annoyed that Silver had his
I know how to be right
oh,
there.
That's so annoying. I can't stand shows for
that
doing that.
Always like, do the bad timing. I go, that is not going to happen in real life.
In
you are not
life,
about to just say, if that was me, I'd have been like, okay, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk in there and I'm going to be like, girl, get your hand off my man. Okay, we're going to talk about this
exactly.
one-on-one together. You can leave the room because you're obviously not wanted here, okay?
Exactly.
That would not happen. I would not just stand there and stare at the damn window and be like, my man is talking to somebody else.
Yeah, for real. Like, honestly, I'll be like, I would do the same thing. Like, what's tea? Who are you?
Totally.
What are you doing?
Yeah, so we're done with that subject because
yes.
I'm over it. Okay. Now, another subject that I'm really over.
What?
Dixon and Adriana.
Oh, my God. Just, we cringe watching that show, like, watching them, too. It's the most annoying thing ever.
So annoying. Like, first off, she's mad because he did a song with her mix in it. Like, it is not that serious, honey.
Not that serious.
Okay? You are, you were, and you was.
She's a husband.
A singer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, maybe if he's making you relevant, maybe you would like
but she's
that.
Like, I don't want to be relevant. But in the end, she's kind of like, yeah, I miss music. Like, girl, you don't have a passion for something for so long and then just, like, don't want to do it anymore. Like,
right.
She knows that she still wants
and
to be
a star. And
it's
just so annoying. Like, it's just not real to me. Obviously, it's not real. But I just don't like them together. I mean,
I don't like it either. I don't like how they act like they've been together for, like, 10 years.
Yeah,
like,
I was just over it. And then I'm just, okay, yes. Okay, this is what I wanted to point out. I had to write it down because the new guy, do they not lock their doors?
I think he lives there now or something.
No, he does not live there.
Well, he's very comfortable. He's not, I mean.
Well, did you see when Dixon walked in? He's like, what the hell are you doing here?
Oh, yeah, I guess they don't lock their doors when I'm doing it.
Yeah, like they just let people just walk right in.
Well, I guess
like,
in Beverly
hello.
Hills, they leave your doors open. So
I wouldn't leave mine open, girl.
Yeah, well.
I'd lock that. I'm not trying to have no crazy people be coming into my room. But yeah, I mean, he's just there, and oh, we got to say something about the song that he sang.
Oh, my God. Seeing
what
Dixon
was it? What was it like?
Is the most awkward thing I've ever seen. And like,
I'm sorry.
Was it really his
No, hold on. What was the repeat, though? It was like, I'm sorry. I'm
He's
sorry.
He's like, oh, like, I messed up.
Oh, I messed up.
Forgive me, baby Adriana.
I was like, gag me, because that's just so disgusting. Like, it was the worst song in the world.
Oh, it was so awkward just seeing him sing and then top of that, like, he's
it's
really
like he
trying.
He was really trying.
He's like, yeah.
Like, I just feel like stick to rapping, honey. Okay?
Yeah, stick to rapping or acting or whatever you
yeah,
just do.
Whatever
singing.
You're doing. This is not your thing. Sure was not. Anyway, though, Annie and Liam.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
Let's pray for Liam right now.
Seriously.
Let's pray for him.
He got into a wreck.
Oh my god,
that's the worst thing. Like being a model and like that's
in your face getting like
not just your face, like anything you hurt. Like when I broke my leg a couple months ago, like I lost all contracts, all jobs, all everything. Like that's the worst thing.
How
ever.
Did you break it? Because I never put myself in a position. I don't go skiing. I do not snowboard. I am not about to go.
See, I wish I can say, oh yeah, skiing. I was snowboarding. I jumped off a cliff, and I was literally in the gym dancing, like. I was literally just, you know, I think it was, what song was playing? Something Beyonce, obviously.
You were getting it, though. Like,
I got down low, cracked. I cracked my patella in my knee.
Girl, now you know not to get down.
No, I still get down, girl. I'm stronger than ever, okay? Like, I'm strong, but...
I can just imagine you just really, like, getting into your Beyonce style, and then all of a sudden just, like, breaking your leg.
It was horrible. Hilarious. It was so dramatic. Ambulance and everything. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The
happening.
Ambulance came?
Yes, and carried me in a little bed. Like, I was like, kill me now. I'm dead. Like, my
life
is over.
Was it that? Like, did you see the ligament, like, come out of the thing?
Ew, no.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, you Liam, can, that's his face.
Oh, right. I forgot that we were talking about him.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Yeah, so his motorcycle, which I'm just like, why aren't you paying attention to the road.
He didn't do anything wrong.
There was two cars. Like,
the girl was a drunk driver, obviously.
Oh, she was?
She looked turned. She was just like... And she saw a picture,
she
like,
she said,
oh.
Hit and run.
Yeah, she's definitely going to punch. Like, there's no way
done.
She's saying.
No, I'm going to make sure I remember her face. I'm going to go look for
her. I feel like, well, in predictions, I feel like she's going to be in a lot of this new stuff.
Well, I just can't believe... I hope not.
She
Ew,
will be. No. I feel like she will.
I just hope
cute.
He's going to be okay. Which I'm just like, okay, Annie, like, the whole Patrick situation, I just think that's just weird. Because I'm just like, he had to have been done. He should have been done a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like, Vegas episode, done. Okay. She was sticking with him, and Liam, I just love that. That was so hot.
I love it. I love
it. I would want my man to do that.
Exactly.
Well, I wouldn't be in that situation that she was in. But in any other situation, mm-hmm. like, if somebody was, like, trying to come at me, I'd be like, back up.
Yeah, he definitely, that just shows that he still really does love her. Even though sometimes I'm like, I forget they were together. Like, you guys, they act like they're just friends, you know?
Right.
But this episode show, like, oh, yeah, they were in love at one point. He had her back, so.
But my favorite part of the whole episode, honestly, is when Annie went into that guy's house for Marla's.
I know.
Yes.
That
was
so
like,
scary.
I'm a rich bitch to you, honey.
Yes.
And she just punch out that door.
Yes.
She was so smart to get the whole cell phone thing out.
But, I mean, in real life, though, if I was to record someone's conversation and stuff, I'm not going to tell you right there and then, I recorded you saying that you just killed her. I'm going to say, okay, you know what?
Well, he did not just kill her.
No, I'm just saying. I'll be like, okay, you know right. what? Okay, I'll leave the necklace here. I'll see you later, hun. And I'll follow those papers right there. I have the evidence. Like, you know what I mean? Because if he was
he
crazy,
snatched
he could have snatched that phone, snatched her up.
That was
said
really
she's an
stupid.
Intruder. She broke into my house, so I have the right to kill her. She was armed. I know I'm taking it far. I watch Law and Order a lot, so sorry. I'm a little detective in my head.
Like,
but he could have really framed a lot of stuff. But she got away, so good.
Well, she didn't get away. She was just like,
well, she
I'm
got
rich,
away at the
bitch.
House, and she's like, I'm rich.
They should have had that one song coming on.
What song?
I'm rich, bitch.
I never heard that.
It's ratchet. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay,
you have your ratchet
keep it
moments.
Classy. We here in Beverly Hills, 90210. Jeez, love life. Okay, but last but not least, I mean, it was a little cameo, Vinny.
Yeah, it looks like Vinny, I mean, got a second role. That's kind
of
dope, actually.
I mean, that's cool for him, I guess.
Cool
but
for
it was
him.
Just, like, really whack. Like, here, party.
Yeah,
again.
The way he acts.
You can have whatever you want. Like, okay.
He acts so weird, but I mean, I'm sure that's how he is in real life, but he's just kind of like.
I bet you he is like that in real life.
Yeah, I think Vinny would be sweet in real life, honestly.
Okay, well, let me know if you ever meet him. Let me know.
Well, we're hanging out with him tonight. You're not coming?
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
No, I
but
wish.
Yeah. That's good for him. I mean, if he comes back the next season, then I would say it looks like Vinny's going to be a part of the cast.
That'd be kind of cute.
No, he can't fit in. I'm
okay.
sorry.
Okay.
I don't want him there.
Yeah.
This is not right. Jersey 90210. So,
well, we didn't see Ivy or Rosh, so I guess we'll find out January 10th.
Yes.
Are we going on a commercial break, Jesse, or shall we go into predictions, or?
Well, let's predict.
Let's go into predictions,
yes.
Shall we? Can we have some music?
Do you want some predictions music?
Yes.
Of course.
Predictions.
Since her last night.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah. what she said. So what do you think about the whole Austin Naomi Holly thing? How is that about
to go down? I predict that this will never end. It will be a circle. You know, like last time they were like, oh, we're done with friends. I'm like, it's never going to be over with them. And now that she's done, what's his name, Austin, it's
worse. They didn't do it yet.
How do you know that?
Because they had their clothes on.
So what? That doesn't mean anything. They were making out. If you're kissing, if you're in a room with her, like, you're doing something. Mm-hmm. Like, she obviously wants, like, revenge. So hopefully Naomi just forgets about boys for at least a year or something and just focus on her career, because, I mean, she has a lot of, she's really smart and she can really be on top of that firm if she
works
hard.
But this is a TV show, so she better do something.
I think she's going to give up on Austin.
Really?
And go back to Max.
Maybe. I hope so.
I hope so.
Max needs to come back.
Max is better for her.
Yeah. So, Silver and this whole boyfriend situation, I honestly feel that it's just not going to happen. Like, obviously, Naveed and her have to get back together, unless Silver's being her grown self and being like, it's too late, too late, blah, blah, blah. Silver being dramatic, as always. That's how I truly feel. I definitely feel like they're hopefully going to get back together. If not, I mean, good luck, Silver. Like, that's a lot of tea. Dixon and Adriana, well, I don't really care because they're annoying.
They're annoying. So
they're
going to
still be annoying.
Yeah.
Every single time.
As long as they're together and there's scenes with them together, they're annoying. So.
Yeah. And I hope Annie and Liam get back together. And I hope Liam is freaking okay. Like, what the heck?
I know. But that was a really nice season ender. I didn't even know it was the last episode.
I didn't either.
Oh, my God.
That would happen, though.
We started this from the beginning. And now this is our last episode.
I know.
Season finale.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in
every week with us. We had so much fun with all the viewers. And Nicolette will be back next season with a new host.
Yes. So wait
and farewell. You guys can follow me on Twitter. Okay. Yes. Fancy Tracy. Follow me. I have a new website, www.fancytracy.com. And I have a blog. I sound like.
We have to get out. I know.
And I have a blog, fancytracyblog.com. And yeah.
And y'all know where to follow me, Nicolette Gaona, where it says on the screen whenever it pulls up. Type that in at me, okay?
Yes.
And I'll be back January 10th, well, 11th, and we'll talk about this and we'll get it popping in here. And we're about to get it popping right now.
Bye, guys. Hey, turn up, Jesse. Rack City, bitch. 10, 20s, and the 50s, bitch.
Rack City, bitch. Love you, Tracy. Rack City, bitch. Love you more. Rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch. No, we're not crying. Our faces are way too beat.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later. Turn going up
like gas. God damn. Views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. Tat it up in my bag. All the hosts love me. You know what it is. Rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch. Rack City.